This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on July 25th, 2013. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Election Commission open meeting for Thursday, July 25th, 2013 will now come to order. We have four commissioners at the table, and Commissioner Walther is participating by telephone. I apologize to everyone for the delay in starting. And despite the fact that we already had a delay, I want to take a brief moment at the beginning for two quick points of personal privilege. First of all, I want to give a shout out to Bonnie Jarrett, a terrific employee of the FEC whose last day is today. She was a paralegal at Covington and Burling and came over with Tony Herman, or shortly after Tony Herman got here, actually, to assist him in the Office of General Counsel. And she is now leaving us to go off and start her own legal career at NYU Law School, and we all wish her well. And know that she will be a really great addition to the legal profession. The other story that I wanted to share briefly is I saw this yesterday and I found it moving, so I thought, what the heck? There's so much cynicism about politicians and office holders and people in public service, and people think they're just in it for themselves. And then you read a really heartwarming story about someone like former President George H.W. Bush. I don't know whether everyone else has seen this story. A member of his security detail has a two-year-old son with leukemia. And because of the treatments, the boy's hair has fallen out, and the entire security detail and the former president all shaved their heads in solidarity with this little boy and what he's going through. And this is someone who talked about wanting a kinder, gentler nation, and obviously that those weren't just words. He walks the walk. He lives those values. And I think there are a lot of people in public service who in many ways are demonstrating their own values. Sometimes people disagree about what those values should be or where people are trying to go with them. But I think it's good to remind ourselves that for most people in public office, they're in it because they want to do good for the nation and for their friends and their neighbors. And the former president gives us a really shining example of how all of us in public office should continue to bear those strong values in mind. So I thought that was a nice story, and I just wanted to share it. And the only connection I can come up with what we have before us today is that I learned about it on Twitter, and Mr. Elias, who's here today with two advisory opinion requests, is the person who first recommended that I join Twitter. So that's a very slight hook to what we have in front of us today. Thank you for your indulgence. The first item on the agenda is correction and approval of the minutes. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Excuse me. Thank you, Madam Chair. I move to adopt agenda document numbers 13-28-A and 13-29, minutes for the open session held on June 27th and July
11th.
11th, 2013. Sorry, typo here. Sorry, July 11th, 2013.
Thank you. The Vice Chairman has moved approval of the minutes for the meetings of June 27th and July 11th, 2013, as set forth in agenda documents 13-28A and 1329. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And the motion carries 5-0. We have a great many late submitted documents. Mr. Vice Chairman, do you want to just run through them all at the beginning so we can have that out of the way, or
sure. I move to suspend the rules and the timely submission of agenda documents so to consider the late submission of agenda documents numbers 13-31, 13-31-A, 13-31-B, 13-30, 13-27, and 13-21-K. Thank you very much.
Okay, I think we got all those documents in there. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And the motion carries 5-0.